Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 21 together. We're going to read it in two different versions. So first we're going to read it in the New Revised Standard Version and then we're going to read it in the New Living Translation. And this is a Psalm of David. So join with me as we read together Psalm 21. In your strength the king rejoices, O Lord, and in your help how greatly he exults. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with rich blessings. You set a crown of fine gold on his head. He asked you for life, you gave it to him. Length of days for ever and ever. His glory is great through your help. Splendor and majesty you bestow on him. You bestow on him blessings forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find out all your enemies, and your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them like a fiery furnace when you appear. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. You will destroy their offspring from the earth and their children from among humankind. If they plan evil against you, if they devise mischief, they will not succeed. For you will put them to flight. You will aim at their faces with your bows. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. And now we read the same psalm, but this time from the New Living Translation. So join me as we read. How the king rejoices in your strength, O Lord. He shouts with joy because you give him victory. For you have given him his heart's desire. You have withheld nothing he requested. You welcomed him back with success and prosperity. You placed the crown of finest gold on his head. He asked you to preserve his life, and you granted his request. The days of his life stretch on forever. Your victory brings him great honour, and you have clothed him with splendour and majesty. You have endowed him with eternal blessings and given him the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. The unfailing love of the Most High will keep him from stumbling. You will capture all your enemies. Your strong right hand will seize all who hate you. You will throw them in a flaming furnace when you appear. The Lord will consume them in his anger. Fire will devour them. You will wipe their children from the face of the earth, and they will never have descendants. Although they plot against you, their evil schemes will never succeed, for they will turn and run when they see your arrows aimed at them. Rise up, O Lord, in all your power. With music and singing we celebrate your mighty acts. So this is Psalm 21. Now, you may remember that at the end of Psalm 20, there is a prayer or a plea, a request that the Lord would save the king. And here we have an answer to that previous psalm, that the king has been rejoicing in God's strength, that God has given him his heart's desire and withheld nothing from him. We trust in a God who made the heavens and the earth. He made everything, and he is able to answer prayers. Sometimes when we pray, we're not always expecting God to answer, but we should be. It's not like he's lacking. We're going to say, "Dear Lord, I'm really struggling at the moment. I'm struggling to make rent. I'm struggling to be able to afford food. Can you help me?" And he's going to go, "Well, I don't know. I'm on a pretty tight budget this month, you know, with the cost of living crisis." And that's not what God is like. God is able to look after his children. God has all the things that we need. There's also a few places in this psalm where eternity is mentioned. It says, "He asked you to preserve his life and you granted his request. The days of his life stretch on forever." And in verse 6, it says that you bestow on him blessings forever. If this psalm is only about an earthly king, well, earthly kings or queens or governments, they don't last forever. So how can the psalmist talk about eternal life? Well, they must be confident in who God is. They must be confident in eternal life. And we can be too. The blessings that God gives us, his peace, his joy, aren't things that we can only experience for a little bit, but they're things that God has promised that we will experience forever, eternally. There's a part of this psalm that may make us a bit uncomfortable. It talks about the wicked, and in verse 10 it says, "You will destroy their offspring from the earth and their children from among humankind." Well, what is this talking about? Well, perhaps there's a physical war going on at the moment when this psalmist is writing, and it's talking about the enemies. But we can also think about it this way, when we think about generations and how they change. We would like the future to be better than it is today. I think everyone wants the future to be better than it is today. And we want the bad things of previous generations to die out, and we want newness and the goodness of God to be made known through new generations. We want to put the old sinful things behind us, the old ways of thinking. We want to be gone forever, because we want what is good and new and true to be known. We want people to know the eternal life that God promises. So, I encourage you today, trust that the Lord is able to answer prayer. Trust in him and know that it is through the steadfast love of the Most High that we shall not be moved. Pray that the old ways of doing things that have held people back would be put aside, but the Lord's ways of doing things would prevail. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.